Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We can taste it. Bulldog and I are both looking ahead to our Saturday golf games. Separate golf games. Talking about the leaves are on the ground now, so yeah, where's my ball?
Where's my ball? I was standing right next to my ball on Thursday at one point. I was glad I found it, but I mean, I was looking all over, and I, like right next to my bag, like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Carts should come with leaf blowers, like just attached to the sides, where if you drive over in the rough, this it just blows the leaves around.
Yeah.
You play a leaf rule?
What's a leaf rule?
Well, I know you're serious about your scores. Your handicap doesn't care if there was a leaf that you're assuming was hiding your ball from your view. It's a lost ball, right? I mean, I know in these tournaments they would never, this would never happen.
Right.
But
yeah.
In your round and mine.
No, I don't find a ball, I take a stroke. There's no
leaf rule.
No, I'm not respect or gallery. Some people call it the gallery rule. If there were people here, they would know where it is because it's not that far out. It's not out of bounds. It's not, it just is, you know, it's in the rough and there's, you know, there's leaves here. I don't go for that.
That's good.
No, I lost it. You know, tough break.
Very tough. Hit it in the fairway.
Maddening.
Some places you'll play, there'll be leaves in the fairway.
We lost balls in the fairway last fall at Delaware, for sure. Yeah. Just, you know, what are you going to do? How long are you going to take the look, you know?
You get 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's even a long time, you know, our golf.
Yeah, people behind you.
I am going to the site of the greatest monkey I ever made.
See, now, you mentioned this during the break, and what's I don't remember. I haven't played enough with you to know all the things anymore. Barky and giraffe and monkey.
Giraffe.
I don't, right? Giraffe was one, right?
Yeah. Giraffe is longest drive in the fairway. Each nine, first hole of each nine, and you got to make par. And if you don't, then it carries over.
Okay.
So giraffe just sort of, you know, sometimes nobody wins it.
Yeah. Right.
But
yeah, golfers of our capabilities aren't necessarily guaranteed to be on the green from the fairway.
Everything's a point.
Or par the hole.
The point can be any dollar amount, but giraffe is that. Snake is more common. Like last three putt per nine is the snake. Barkies, a par when you hit a tree on the hole. But, hey, listen, public service, don't be cute with the barkie, all right? Your friends will tell you if it's legit. There should be a sound. Oh, I went through the leaves. No. Do not ever beg for barkies.
No.
It's got to be obvious.
You got to hear that.
Giraffe.
You can hear that from 250 yards away. If you don't hear it, no.
Hear and or see it. Right. It's got to be known, barkies. No, don't. Keep your dignity.
I think I hit a tree. No.
No. Keep your self-respect. Barkies, snake, giraffe, sandies, up and down, or par from the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of par from this. Birdies, that one you know.
I know all about birdies.
Birdies are a point.
I know a little about eagles, too.
And
three of those this year.
And monkeys are optional. When you are off the green by at least a club length, again, don't be cute here, at least a club length. Don't take a miniature club or a giant club. Not that thing that you pluck balls out of the lake with. It's got to be an actual golf club. You have to be at least that far off the green, and you call monkey, and that you have to get up and down, you get a point. But if you don't, that's a minus. So you lose a point if you miss on a monkey. The greatest monkey ever that I've ever made, feeling good, 5 or 6 at Cobblestone Creek. I'm not sure if it's 5 or 6. I think it's a par 5. Down the hill and then back, beautiful course in Victor. And this was, I was like 70 yards out. Just feeling it. I'm like, you know what, guys? Monkey. Bam. Up to like 9 feet, rolled it in. That's probably the highlight of my golf life, was the monk at Cobblestone.
Oh.
And I took down a cool $4 with that one. No, three, because I didn't pay. I think everybody in my group had to pay. I don't know if it was worth it, but it's a great memory. And I will try to repeat it tomorrow. All right, here we go. It's Friday.
Love to hear it.
Week four, time for picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, I, for one, am glad that we were talking about golf just now, not to revisit too much. We got to do picks. But because we were talking about golf, Jeremy just texted me. He won't be with me tomorrow morning. At least we don't expect that he'll be with me tomorrow morning at Delaware. He just played a bit at Delaware and said, really soft. Like, the greens there, it's just, you can't really spin. The fairways are not great. I mean, it's fine. But it's not the kind of, it's not like you're playing a course where you can like get under, spin the ball really. Like if you hit a 150 yard approach shot, like right at the pin, high and everything, it's gonna hit and bounce. It's just going.
I know.
Right. So what you have to do usually is aim for the front of like in front of the green and hope you get a run up. I did this on the par 5-1 last Saturday. Perfect drive, 220 out, 3-wood, and I mean, I hit it, and I mean, I don't want to get gross, but like, I felt excited, and I'm watching the ball, and it lands right where I wanted it to land, in front, hops like 6 feet from the hole, and then off the back.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on! I'm not that good, but come on!
Well, it's a 3-wood, but okay.
It's not a
7-iron.
I landed in the, you know, in the not on the green, and that green is like slanted toward you.
Yep.
It's really sloped. I couldn't believe it ran off. I was so upset. I've been dreaming since I got this 3-wood of hitting that shot on that hole. I've hit it on a couple of other ones. It's rewarding. It's fun. That hole, I lay awake at night thinking, man, just give me a good swing on a 3-wood.
That's the best.
And I did it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. Anyway, I got to be careful about the, you know, playing short of the green, Jared says tomorrow, because it's damp. So it's good to know. It's good intel.
Everybody knows.
If we hadn't been talking golf there, I would have gone out there playing my usual game tomorrow.
Well, that takes you pretty far.
Because I'm so precise.
That happened to me when I played with you at that hole.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm good. Wait.
Right.
I'm not good.
Right. No.
Turns out. I thought it was good.
You are up by 1.5 now, is the lead after last night's squeaker.
I loved last night. You know, fantasy-wise, it was sort of perfect. Neighbors, how good is Neighbors? Lamb, fine, got there. Not on the Dallas running backs, didn't hurt. Dowdle scored. Not on Singletary, didn't hurt. I have plenty of Wandale Robinson, good. Prescott, fine. Kickers, fine. Nothing stupid, you know, like it was not. Thursday Night Football has a rep for, oh, but the backup fullback is going to crush you or something, and nobody will score, and you're going to look at your 2.2 points from CeeDee Lamb all weekend and just hate life. No, it was not that kind of game. Even though it was not a high-scoring game, fantasy-wise, you know, you made it. Ferguson, another one, right? He made his par, these guys, last night. So with that, here are my picks for week four. I think Cincinnati wins at Carolina. I'll give the 4.5 with the Bengals. That's a little bit of a buster game. I think it's kind of a mini buster because the Bengals are good and the Panthers are not good. But I'm going to expect Cincinnati to cover that number with their coming off a third straight loss and the Panthers coming off that win at the Raiders.
Even with the Andy Dalton revenge factor.
Yeah. Burrow and the Bengals, -4.5. Pick two, I will go with Sam Panayotovich and take the Bears, -3. Makes a lot of sense. Chicago has kind of had an ugly start. The Rams, though, that win, now they go to Chicago early game and, you know, 3 points with all their injuries. I don't know. I'm on the Bears here. That's got to ramp up. And I like the home team minus only a field goal against the traveling and banged up Rams. I will take San Francisco at home minus 10.5 against New England. That is the biggest spread of the week. It might be the biggest spread of the season. And the big favorites have all lost. Everybody favored by more than 7 points in an NFL game this year has lost outright. That's incredible. Not that many games. But here are the Niners at minus 10.5 against the Patriots, and I just have to. Kittle back. San Francisco at 1-2 against the Patriots team that, I mean, I thought they were an easy team to pick against last week at the Jets, and I feel the same way here. How are they going to score? I kind of think that's the deal with the Patriots here. So I want them to get to Drake May. Everybody seems to think they should by how they practice. He gets reps with the ones as a backup, which I guess never happens. So maybe it's as soon as next week that he starts. But I like San Francisco pretty smoothly at home. Jordan Mason is fine as a substitute for Christian McCaffrey. Niners minus 10.5. And that's three favorites. Let's have some fun with this one. Why is Indianapolis only a 2-point dog against Pittsburgh? I guess the answer is Pittsburgh isn't killing you. But, man, they're 3-0, and they have the exact reputation of a team that would make Anthony Richardson and the Colts' life kind of miserable. You know, just defensively. He threw 3 picks last week. Now you get the Steelers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem ideal. But it's only 2, and that makes me like it. So I will take the Colts. Steeler team, you know, they're living on the edges here with these close wins, and they're really not scoring at all. They did get to 23 points maybe last week, but Fields hit a pass over the middle to Calvin Austin, who just broke it. I don't know. I'll take the Colts. See, that could be kind of sporty and fun.
I love your NFL picks so far. You know why?
You hate them all. You disagree?
No. It's not that I disagree with them, but none of them are the same as mine.
Oh. Well, I do like the Ravens, but you're going to take the Bills, but I won't include the Ravens in this. Indianapolis plus 2, and then for my college game, seems a little easy to ride with Sam there in Penn State, so I won't do that. I'll take North Carolina plus 2.5 at Duke. No, don't. You're waiting for a reason. I have no reason. I like a 2.5.
You like blue.
I like a 2.5 because, you know, there's enough pressure to keep that from going to 3. You know, sort of counterintuitive. So I'll take the 2.5-point underdog in the Tar Heels.
Zach, did they lose or
James
play?
James Madison put up 70 on them.
Right! I knew there was something. I was like, I was out watching.
They scored 50 or something.
They did score a lot.
Like,
though.
What in the world is happening here? James Madison? Yeah. Okay.
One of the great presidents.
Yeah, sure.
Fourth president.
Yeah. I don't know what that really means to your running game, but, you know, good for that.
They didn't throw the ball in those days. So you knew they were going to run it. James Madison is not going to be like the air raid.
Well, that's when you know you really got it, is when, the people in the 19th century knew you were running and you could still run it.
You still could. He couldn't stop you.
That's when you know you're onto something. All right. I'll start with college. I'm the littlest bit tempted to take Miami tonight. They're hosting Virginia Tech. Did you see the highlight last week of the Virginia Tech quarterback who fell in the end zone and the ball went flying over the goalposts and the cheerleaders were all like, what the hell was that? They've already lost to Vanderbilt this year, Virginia Tech. But
hey, careful.
I can't. I'm 3-0 with Ole Miss. And they are at home for Kentucky, minus 15.5. Now, Kentucky only lost by a point to Georgia. So, whatever. I feel like I'd be an idiot to run away from Ole Miss. They've been so good to me. I've always loved Lane Kiffin.
Always loved Lane Kiffin.
And he's my favorite visor-wearing coach.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Not Doug Peterson?
Man, they're all the same. Put them all in a blender. When I watch college football, that's the visceral. Is this because the players are all moving around? And college football, I hate that coach. I hate that coach. I hate that coach. I think I hate them all. I have a problem.
Lane Kiffin.
Except I hate Lane Kiffin. No.
Oh. Whoops.
Anyway, Ole Miss minus 15.5 hosting Kentucky. The NFL picks. I am going to take the Bills plus the 2.5. They're off to a great start. They look like the best team in the league, and they're getting points. Okay. I'm done. It's a little bit like a Chiefs kind of pick. Like, Mahomes is getting points. Okay, Allen's getting points. So I know it's the Ravens. I like the Bills getting points. So I'll do that. A couple of other underdogs all on the road. I'll take Seattle getting 3.5 at the Lions.
Ooh.
The Lions have not quite looked right yet, I don't think. And I'll just trust Seattle can do enough there. The coach is getting a lot of credit. Great time in Baltimore and now rolling in Seattle. So I will ride with the – I don't think I've ever picked the Seahawks ever.
I think that's right. I hope you're right. I want that to be a great game. It should be, right?
Yeah.
Both teams are good. Let's have it be – and when they've played, I think they've played the last 3 years. Last year it was maybe Geno went there and was just on. There was that 50-30 kind of game week 17 a couple of years ago. They've produced some high scoring games recently.
All right, well, sounds like you should lean on the over there, but that's not what we do here. So anyway, Seattle plus 3.5 at Detroit. Wishful thinking department, I'm gonna take Denver getting 7.5 at the Jets. The big spread point is in my mind a little bit, and I don't really – this is not a thing you say when you're telling people that you're picking a game, and it seems like you might be suggesting that you out there also should pick the game. I'm not really sure how Denver scores in this game at all. I don't really know, but neither do I think the Jets should be able to just hammer the gas pedal and, you know, put up 30 without any, you know, against anyone really yet. We've seen that yet from the Jets, so – big spread. I'll take Denver to keep it close. And I'm going to take Houston, even without Tank Dell, minus the 6.5 hosting the Jaguars. Just because. The Jaguars, I can't believe nobody got fired. I guess they're going to have to get slaughtered again this week, and then maybe we'll see something happen. So I'll take Houston minus the 6.5.
It's a little
bustery.
It's a little anxious feeling, isn't it, with betting against Jacksonville?
Yeah.
After last week? That's one thing, like, we've been talking all week about how the Ravens are favored against the Bills. The Bills-Jaguars line moved toward Jacksonville. It went to 4.5. I mean, we were sitting in the booth, and it's like, the line is moving toward the Jags here, which should mean something. Plus, the Bills were all the public money, which, like, the insiders want to bet against.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 47-10. What was the edge that the Jaguars supposedly had?
Right. Desperation.
That the Sharps were...
That was it.
What was it that they sort of picked up on? So that didn't end up being a problem, to say the least. Bills and Ravens Sunday night. The Ravens do a thing on their night games at home where they're all black. So jersey pants with the black helmets. The Bills will be white jerseys and blue pants for that game. A lot of people don't like the blue pants, but I do.
I don't mind. It's not my favorite. My favorite would be all... I love the all white. And if they'd have gone all white against all black, I would have been here for that. I think that would have looked great. I don't mind blue tops, white pants, white tops, blue pants. I'm all right. The only thing I really don't like is the all blue or the all red, for that matter. But, like, all white, I'm good. All any other color, not a big fan.
I don't know. I'm fine with it. So
yeah,
That'll be the matchup on Sunday. And we will not be on the postgame show this week, but there still will be one.
Nate Geary.
There still will be a postgame show. Coming up next, our chat from earlier this afternoon with Jeremy Kahn of Baltimore Radio, Odyssey Cousins. We'll talk about the Ravens with him and break down this game in week 4. Coming up, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.